You know, you could tell from early in the year and even as far back as December and January what the training that was going to, was being done at the time. There was always going to be something that's coming off the back of it. And when we did push on to get the Ulster title retained again, two good victories now in Croke Park, and hopefully we'll make it a third.
That victory against Dublin was very, very impressive. The older generation speak of it as being the best performance that they've ever seen players commit to an Donegal jersey, and you were part of that. What was it like to beat the Dubs in such emphatic fashion?
Yeah, it was fantastic to be there, about a minute or so before the final whistle went, because it didn't feel like a 6-point victory. You always felt that you had to be on your toes and keep Dublin out, because we knew a goal for Dublin was a 3-point deficit, or a 3-point lead was a dangerous lead to have. But, you know, looking around at the scenes at the end and seeing the supporters that had travelled in their thousands, you know, seeing them so happy and proud of the team, you know, it was a really special moment for us all.
What's it like now within the Donegal camp compared to that of 2 years ago when you headed to the All-Ireland final? Is there any difference in it, is there, Frank?
Not really. Both championships seem very different, you know, whereas I think there was a lot more expected back in 2012, even though we hadn't won our first All-Ireland. You know, we'd been pretty impressed with the Ulster Championship and our quarter-final displays, and the teams that we'd beaten, you know, in Cork and Kerry in the quarter-finals and semi-finals, you know, that we were almost expected to capture the first All-Ireland title, whereas this time, you know, it's going to be all in the day against Kerry. So it's one that, you know, it's a victory against Dublin that we have to forget, and forget very quickly, because, you know, the Gaelic football has a tend to come back and bite you when you're, you know, if you take your eye off the ball. So that point has been hit home this week in training, you know, so we're just focusing on this game the same way as we'd focus on any other game.
That doesn't seem to be a problem for this Donegal squad, because you're a very much grounded sort of bunch, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I suppose we've Jim and a very good management team around him, you know, and they're very aware of the pitfalls that comes with getting into All-Ireland final. So, you know, those pitfalls have been taken out of our way, you know, so to speak, and, you know, we just fully focus now on training from now to the 21st, and hopefully we can do as much in the training ground that makes that extra wee bit of a difference on the day.
You are going to go into this one now as favourites, having been underdog against Dublin. You're now favourites for the All-Ireland. But what sort of threat are Kerry going to pose now in this big decider, Frank?
Yeah, I suppose it's a big turnaround from getting into the Dublin game, and I suppose that's not always easy to deal with. But Kerry, the one thing about Kerry, you always know you're going to get a performance with them. Although they haven't won an All-Ireland in a few years, you know, every year they go to Croke Park, they're beaten very narrowly, and, you know, they run every team they play very close. Even Dublin 2011, you know, they ran them very close, and even, you know, Dublin last year too, you know, they weren't far away from Dublin. They're probably the closest team to get to them, you know, apart from the final. So you know that Kerry are going to perform on the day, so it's just a matter of, you know, trying to get your own performance to the best of your ability, and hopefully that'll be good enough on the day.
Yeah, we'll just have to replicate that performance then you're playing against Dublin, against the Kingdom.
I would say, yeah, might even take more, because on Ireland final day, it's hard to reach the top level, so it is, because it's such a big occasion, you know, but that's something that we're going to be aiming for, is to put forward our best performance of the year, and hopefully the biggest day of the year.
And the players have already experienced this occasion as well, so do you think that will benefit, Frank?
Yeah, well, that's it. I suppose both camps in a way are lucky, you know, they've got plenty of experience of winning All-Irelands and been there on All-Ireland final day, so that's something that, you know, we'll be using to our advantage, and as you know, Kerry will be using it to their advantage as well. So I think that the Croke Park factor and the All-Ireland final day factor this year won't be as big as both teams has had the experience of it.
What's been the key factors this year in Donegal's progression to the final, Frank?
I think it's a year's work, so it is. It's not just, you know, it hasn't just happened because we beat Dublin, you know. Reaching the All-Ireland final, the work was done back in December and January, you know, every month of the year, you know. Jim had everything planned out, and he believed in his plan, and the players believe what Jim's asking us to do, you know. So every day we go out, you know, we're always given clear objectives and clear goals and what we need to do, and so far that hasn't let us down.
Yeah, and of course there has been some fantastic performances. We're not going to single out everybody here, but there are like the likes of young Ray McHugh's come under the squad, has done very, very well. Oran McNeillis has done very, very well. And then you've got the experienced players, the likes of yourself. Big Neil Gallagher was awesome the last day. And all these factors now are all starting to come into place at the right time for you, Frank.
Yeah, that's it. We're probably a team that has a great balance. You know, there's a lot of players that have over 100 games played with Donegal, and then, you know, it's hard to believe the likes of Oran and Ryan and Darrow O'Connor, it's probably only their first or second year of championship football, you know. So it's fantastic to have them younger lads in and around the training, because, you know, the older lads are always pushed on that extra bit more.
What will it be like within the camp the morning of an All-Ireland final? You've been there before. Is it excitement? Is it nerves? Is it all things sort of bundled into one, Frank?
Well, we're always a team for routine anyway, so yeah. It'll be the normal routine on the morning of the All-Ireland, and nothing will change in that front. And really it's what goes on in your own mind, you know, and it's a matter of just switching off to everything else and, you know, breaking down the game to your own parts and your own jobs and solely focusing on them, and hopefully you can do them jobs to the best of your ability.
Getting maybe a wee bit personal, well, how do you like to unwind on ahead of big matches in the morning of matches, Frank?
I just like to go with the flow with most people, you know, whatever's happening, you know, I don't put in too much attention to it. I don't want to do something or I don't not want to do something in the morning of a game. So it's just a matter of, you know, of clearing your mind of all the distractions and just focusing on the things that matter.
Just a note on Jim McGuinness, this has been an enthralling year for the county, and coming into that Dublin game and taking the win, and what's the manner that you done it. And I suppose the reaction, the emotion that was involved, not just from Jim, but from the players and from the supporters, you were getting a sense that this here could be bigger than what it was in 2012.
Yeah, well, I suppose if you look, if you take the start point as the defeat to Mayo last year in Croke Park, it probably is, you know, a big achievement. But for the players and the group of players that we have, you know, reaching the All-Ireland final is, you know, it's great, and it is a great achievement having beat Dublin, who are the past All-Ireland champions, and, you know, tipped to be double All-Ireland champions. But really, you know, unless we go out and finish the job and bring Sam back to Donegal again, you know, it'll be a year that you know, we won't have fulfilled the potential that's in this team.
You got up and scored another point in Croke Park in that semi-final, and you done it last year as well in the semi-final stage. We're going now to the final. Would it be nice to score on decider day, Frank?
That's it, yeah. I suppose every day you get a point, it's always nice, you know, but I wouldn't mind not scoring, you know, as long as we got the victory by a point or by two, whatever the margin is. So it's just one of just glad to chip in and glad to get the opportunity to get forward and take them scores.
Can we win it, Frank?
Of course we can. I think if, you know, concentrate on our own performance and replicate the performance against Dublin or maybe surpass it against Kerry, and hopefully we'll be good enough.
Just finally, in the parish of Glenfinnan, I would say there's a fantastic buzz around there at the moment, and it's great, I'm sure, when you go into the parish and everybody's congratulating you and now wishing you all the best for the final.
Yeah, that's it. You know, Glenfinnan's always been a very supportive club, you know, and the fantastic people there, you know, it's great to see the signs and the buntings and the banners going up, you know, and it does lift your spirits, you know, and the lead into the game. So, you know, it's fantastic to see, and it's a great place to be back in.